Unit 14.
Short conversations. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 1. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. It seems to me we ran into each other here last week, too.
You and I must have the same idea. The only way to beat the crowds when you do the grocery shopping on Saturday is to be here when they open at 9 sharp.
Why did both of them do grocery shopping at 9 sharp?
2. I have to think about your offer. I can't say yes or no at the moment.
You can take your time. It will do if you let me know your decision in a day or two.
Which of the following is true?
3. I'd like to make 2 reservations on flight 651 for June 8th.
I'm sorry. We're booked up on the 8th, but we still have a few seats available on the 9th.
When does the man want to leave? 4. Your yard is always so beautiful, Kathy. You must have a gardener.
Oh, no. It would cost at least $50 a month to hire someone to do the work, so I do most of it myself. I enjoy taking care of the flowers, but I have to force myself to do the weeding and cut the grass.
What does Kathy like to do? 5. It's partly your own fault. You should never let in anyone like that unless you're expecting him.
It's all very well to say that, but someone comes to the door and says, electricity or gas, and you automatically think he is okay, especially if he shows you a card.
How does the woman feel about the man's remarks?
6. We all talk about how liberated we are, but in fact women are still not equally treated.
I don't think so. You've got the vote. You've got your careers. I think you've got everything important.
What are they arguing about? 7. Some people know a lot more than they tell.
Unfortunately, the reverse is also true.
What does the man mean?
8. Last night, Jack left his car parked in front of his girlfriend's house, and when he came out to go home, it was gone.
Wow, that's really tough. He just bought it last month, didn't he?
What do you think happened? 9. The city council has finally voted the funds to build a new high school.
It's about time they did it. I don't know what took them so long.
What's the woman's opinion about the school? 10. Now, what's your problem, madam?
Oh, yes. My husband bought this yellow skirt here yesterday. It is very nice, but it's not the color I want. Have you got any blue ones?
What does the woman want to do? 11. It's too hot in the street.
Yeah, I suggest we get onto an air-conditioned bus that takes us into the city.
What does the woman suggest?
12. Excuse me, sir. No visitors are allowed here. This is the recovery room.
I am sorry. I must have gotten off the elevator on the wrong floor.
Where does the conversation most probably take place? 13. I am going to leave for New York tomorrow. Could you drive me to the station?
I'd like to, but I have so much work to do. Tom will be free tomorrow.
What does the man suggest? 14. Would you like to go with us to the concert tonight?
I'd like to, but my paper is due tomorrow and I still haven't finished it.
What will the man probably do this evening?
15. The burglars must have got in through the kitchen window.
If only we'd remembered to close it.
What happened to the house? 16. Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Well, pretty bad. You won't believe what happened. The landlord is going to raise my rent another $200 a month. I can't afford that.
What do we learn about Ellen?
17. Do you ever think of changing your job?
Well, I don't think I'll stay here forever, but I'm quite happy at the moment.
Which is true about the man?
18. You want to buy that video camera. We've got only $400 in our savings account.
The man in the store says we can give him a small deposit and pay the rest a little at a time.
Why does the woman believe that she can afford the camera? 19. Where have you been? It's 8:50 now, and the concert started 20 minutes ago.
I'm sorry. I boarded a wrong bus.
When did the concert begin? 20. I'm hungry. Is there a restaurant in the train?
Yes, it's at the front of the train. The snack bar is at the other end.
Where can the man find the snack bar?
Passage. Is there a success personality, some winning combination of qualities that leads almost inevitably to achievement? If so, exactly what is that secret success formula, and can anyone cultivate it? At the Gallup organization, we recently focused in depth on success, probing the attitudes and qualities of 1,500 prominent people selected at random from who's who in America. Our research finds out a number of qualities that occur regularly among top achievers. Here is one of the most important, that is, common sense. Common sense is the most prevailing quality possessed by our respondents. 79% award themselves a top score in this category, and 61% say that common sense is very important in contributing to their success. To most, common sense means the ability to present sound, practical judgments of everyday affairs. To do this, one has to sweep aside extraneous ideas and get right to the core of what matters. A Texas oil and gas businessman puts it this way. The key ability for success is simplifying. In conducting meetings and dealing with industry, reducing a complex problem to the simplest terms is highly important. Is common sense a quality a person is born with? Or can you do something to increase it? The oil man's answer is that common sense can definitely be developed. He attributes his to learning how to debate in school. Another way to increase your store of common sense is to observe it in others, learning from their and your own mistakes. Besides common sense, there are many other factors that influence success. Knowing your field, self-reliance, intelligence, the ability to get things done, leadership creativity, relationships with others, and, of course, luck. But common sense stands out. If you cultivate these qualities, chances are you'll succeed. And you might even find yourself listed in Who's Who someday. Questions. 1. What is Who's Who mentioned in the passage? 2. What is common sense according to the author? 3. What are the factors other than common sense that influence success? 4. What can be inferred from the passage about a successful businessman? 5. What is the passage mainly concerned with?
Story. One day, a lady saw a mouse running across her kitchen floor. She was very afraid of mice, so she ran out of the house, got in a bus, and went down to the shop. There she bought a mouse trap. The shopkeeper said to her, "Put some cheese in it, and you will soon catch that mouse." The lady went home with her mousetrap, but when she looked in her cupboard, she could not find any cheese in it. She did not want to go back to the shop, because it was very late. So she cut a picture of some cheese out of a magazine, and put that in the trap. Surprisingly, the picture of the cheese was quite successful. When the lady came down to the kitchen the next morning, there was a picture of a mouse in the trap beside the picture of the cheese.